This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's hard-line judiciary chief won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory Saturday, propelling the Supreme Leader's protege into Tehran's highest civilian position in a vote that appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Initial results showed that Ibrahim Raisi won 17.8 million votes in the contest. It dwarfs those of the race's sole moderate candidates. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member General Assembly Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said the ballot was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Group. The junta has said that the number is much lower. U.S. President Joe Biden took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, American people, and his whole-of-government effort. The president noted that the widespread vaccination campaign had set the stage for most Americans to have a relatively normal summer as businesses open and employers hire. This is VOA News. The Palestinian Authority is calling off an agreement whereby Israel would transfer 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to it in exchange for a similar number later this year. The PA says the doses, which Israel began shipping to the occupied West Bank on Friday, were too close to expiring. Palestinian officials had come under heavy criticism on social media after the agreement was announced earlier on Friday, with Palestinians accusing them of accepting subpar vaccines and suggesting they might not be effective. In announcing the agreement, Israel said the vaccines will expire soon without specifying the date. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has solemnly sworn to navigate his country out of deepening economic troubles as he concluded a major ruling party meeting, acknowledging food shortages and urging officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the U.S. North Korea's state media released Kim's comments shortly before President Joe Biden's special representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in South Korea on Saturday for talks over stalled nuclear diplomacy with the North. Kim Jong-un presided over a four-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Central Committee, which he summoned to discuss efforts to salvage a dismal economy hurt by years of mismanagement and U.S.-led sanctions that were made worse by pandemic border closures. A senior U.S. general has warned that the wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across a band of Africa and needs the world's attention. He spoke at the close of a large-scale U.S.-led war games with American, African, and European troops. The African Lion War Games, which lasted nearly 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally, with smaller parts held in Tunisia and Senegal. The annual drills were skipped last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. General Stephen J. Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, praised the work accomplished in joint operations, and he painted a dark picture of threats besetting parts of Africa. And she went on to say that deadly attacks by Al-Qaeda and Islamic State linked jihadis and Al-Shabaab, he said, all of them are on the march. An Indian health official says his country, the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines, wants to resume exports of coronavirus jabs, but can't do so until its domestic needs are met. Dr. Vinod K. Pol says in an interview with the Associated Press that once India's immediate need of vaccinating a significant proportion of its people is achieved, it would then like to play the role of serving others. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.